Yeah, it was drug from the road or something like that.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, unloading it and going back for some more, you'd say he was, all morning long he was
working?
Or
I don't see what to.
Well, did you ever say he's drawing wood or hauling wood or carting wood?
No. Maybe hauling, but neither of the other two.
And if a man didn't have a full load of wood in his wagon, you'd say he just had a...
Depending on how big his wagon. You know, there are some distinctions about a cord of wood is so much.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag, just to mean a small amount of jag of wood? If you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a...
A load.
Okay, or an arm.
Arm load,
And what would you call the amount of corn you could take to the mill to be ground?
I have no idea.
Did you ever hear the expression, a turn of corn? Buy a turn of groceries. And if you opened up a... Well, what comes in a wine bottle? The thing that closes it.
Cork.
Would you still call that a cork if it were made out of rubber or glass? You'd call it...
Definitely rubber, maybe not glass. I don't know of any other word for the glass.
What would you say if it's rubber? It'd be
a cork.
And a musical instrument you blow on like this?
Harmonica.
Any other name?
Mouth harp. Mouth organ.
What about the one that you hold between your teeth and twang?
Jew's harp or a jaw's harp.
Okay. And if you have a wagon and two horses, the long wooden piece that comes between the horses is called the...
Didn't ring any bells.
What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? You back them in between the... You know what I mean?
I know, but I don't know any name of... I'd have to lump that as the harness.
And when you have a horse that's your buggy or wagon, the...
Maybe the toe. Maybe the toe. The one piece down the middle of the two horses would be the toe.
What about the thing, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened onto?
Nope.
Do you ever hear a single tree, or a whiffle tree, or a swingle tree?
Yeah.
And the wheels, the thing that connects one wheel to the other, is the...
The axle.
And starting with the inside of the wagon wheel, you'd have the hub, and the spokes come out, and they fit into the...
You mean the outer rung?
Okay. What's that made out of?
Wood. Metal on the outside.
Any special name for the wooden part?
Yeah.
And if you wanted to chop a log, an egg-shaped frame like this, that you could set the log in to hold it while you chopped it or saw it. You know what I'm...
Well, I know a miter box.
What's that?
That's for a carpenter's use. It's a small thing for cutting angles. No, that's not what you're asking about.
Well, this is like, say, if you had a large lot and you wanted to chop it or saw it, probably saw it, you couldn't do it, you know, with it directly resting on the ground.
I guess a crib. A crib.
Okay. What would that look like?
It would probably be two cross pieces. You know, with...
It's an X frame?
Yeah, two X frames with wood connecting the X frames so that they wouldn't fall apart.
Have you ever used one of those?
No. Well, you got me thinking. I'm thinking of carpentry now. You'd be able to use a sawhorse.
What is that?
Which would be two stands with
A
V legs.
Yeah.
You know,